and always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is a deal to end the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end.
But President Biden issued a warning.
If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense.
Margaret Brennan reports that includes Hezbollah's sponsor.
Iran had to agree to this. That shows quite a lot in terms of where we are with a dramatically weakened sponsor in Iran, a dramatically weakened proxy force with Hezbollah. And that's what led us to today.
President Biden said the deal will allow for the safe return of civilians. Reporter Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
If you talk to Israelis who live in the north, they're not really in any hurry to go back because they're afraid. So if the ceasefire holds over the next couple of months, then I think you'll see both Israelis and people in South Lebanon starting to return home.
So what does this mean for Gaza? CBS's Deborah Pata has that.
A deal in Gaza is going to be far, far more difficult. In fact, we spoke to an analyst today who said that they believe that Israel will be in Gaza for the foreseeable future.
Donald Trump's border czar traveled to Texas today. Chris Fox reports.
Tom Homan addressing Texas National Guard soldiers and state troopers working border security in Eagle Pass, wasting no time in laying out the immigration plan of the upcoming Trump administration.
Let me be clear. There is going to be a mass deportation because we just finished a mass illegal immigration crisis on the border.
Homan calling the Texas $12 billion border security effort Operation Lone Star a model they can take across the country. He also had a message for those trying to block their mass deportation effort.
Don't cross that line. Don't test us.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Kelly O'Grady reports on concerns about Trump's threatened tariffs.
The president of Mexico has already indicated that she will send a letter to President Trump saying we do need to collaborate and negotiate. There's a lot of concern from businesses of what is this going to do to my bottom line.
President Biden has proposed having popular weight loss drugs covered by Medicare and Medicaid. Alexander Tin reports Trump's choice for health secretary may be on board.
In the past, he's been critical of drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, as well as the drug makers behind them. But we've also heard from Kennedy, him say that he would be open to covering these through Medicare and Medicaid. Of course, his caveat is that he also thinks other things like gym memberships, healthy food should also be covered.
The Dow finished up 123 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with a Wood County update with Lance Pummel and part two with the ODC. It's 4 to 5 at 97.5 FM WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden calls an Israel and Hezbollah ceasefire good news as sides come to terms on a deal. Biden says it's designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
Civilians on both sides will soon be able to safely return to their communities and begin to rebuild their homes, their schools, their farms, their businesses.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million travelers through the Thanksgiving holiday week. Jim Moses with American Airlines at Dallas-Fort Worth says they're ready for the rush.
We are anxiously looking after and looking forward to taking care of the over 1.2 million customers that will travel on American Airlines this holiday period.
Incoming border czar Tom Homan served meals and spoke to the Texas National Guard soldiers and public safety troopers in Eagle Pass, Texas, saying there is going to be a mass deportation.
The first morning I woke up with a smile on my face was the day after the election when President Trump won. Because he's going to come back, he's going to finish the job he started.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the upper teens tonight. Partly sunny and a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Cold with a brisk wind and a few flurries for Thanksgiving. High upper 20s. It clears out and becomes even colder for Friday with sunshine. High only low 20s. It's 28 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special, Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers had this past weekend off following two wins on the road against Penn State the week before. A thrilling game on Friday when the Badgers pulled out a 5-4 victory courtesy of Daniel Lotch's coast-to-coast overtime goal. And then Saturday, the Badgers exploded for four goals in the first 8.5 minutes and then got two power play goals late in the third to finish off a 6-3 victory. Quinn Finley had a goal and 4 points on the weekend, was the Big Ten second star of the week. Tyson Dick scored his first goal as a Badger, took him 40 games to do it. Cody Laskowski scored his first goal as a Badger and then scored another on Saturday. So good for those two young men. The Badgers now 4-8, 3-5 in the Big Ten and have a non-conference series against Alaska Anchorage coming up Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 8 o'clock. And joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. And it was awfully nice to see the puck go in the back of the net from my perspective. How about yours?
Yeah, you know what? Long time coming. And to see some guys, I guess, shed a little bit of weight on their shoulders. And you look at Dicker, you look at, you know, Lasko has been putting himself in good spots. Scores a power play goal, scores an even strength rush goal where he comes in and throws it right under the bar and looks like he's been doing it for a long time. I thought I saw a lot of that on his videos that I had seen previously for his time getting here. And for us to get off to the starts that we have been lately and being rewarded for some of the opportunities that they've gotten, putting a few behind somebody is something that builds confidence. And I thought our guys, you know, and it has continued throughout the off week a bit and even this week on how the guys are feeling about themselves, but really more so and more importantly, what's going on during practices. We're making more plays, we're being better in support, and I'm hoping that just allows us to become a much more difficult team to play against.
Yeah, the 11 goals Wisconsin scored at Penn State, the most they had scored in a weekend since February of 2021 when they swept the Gophers in Minnesota 8-1 and 4-1. You know, it's funny, too, because you've been waiting for the pucks to go in. The secondary scoring, we've talked about that virtually every week. You got that. So it, not only did Tyson and Cody light the lamp, and Christian Fitzgerald gets his first of the year, and Sawyer Scholl, four Badgers scored their first goals of the season against Penn State. But you need that. You know, Ryland Mosley had a pair over the weekend, too. Quinn Finley had his weekend, and Gavin Morrissey continues to play well. But it's those other guys you were waiting for.
Well, when you start talking about multiple guys like that where we're not reliant upon one unit, whether it's a power play unit or whether it's a one given line, which have been the usual suspects for us, we all of a sudden become a more difficult out. Did we make mistakes on the weekend? Absolutely.
Over that tape and thinking, how did we get two W's the way you played at times, right?
You know what? And that's the growth part for us. And when I turn on and watch other collegiate games and see what we see on any given weekend where others are playing, that's college hockey. You make mistakes, you learn from them. The positive here is we made some plays this weekend that we haven't made before as far as the finishing piece.
Right.
It's not because we haven't been getting to those areas. It's not because we haven't been getting those opportunities. And I just I had somebody talk about it. Like they said, well, did you really need to see that for it to sink in? I said, absolutely. I've heard a lot about Bigfoot. I've never seen him. And the thing is people believe that he exists, but until you see him, it doesn't matter. And for us guys to see that and feel it and be reinforced for going to the back post and getting on the inside of hash marks and getting second and thirds, being aggressive on some outnumbered rushes and not trying to do too much. And you look at Dick's goal, you look at Laskowski's goal, you look at Fitzgerald just peeling out of the corner and attacking the net and getting to a one-on-one situation with the goaltender and then putting it by him. Those are growth moments for those guys. And so hopefully it allows them to rewind their mind a little bit and say, hey, these are things that I've done in the past. This can be successful. And I just need to keep my foot on the gas.
Yeah. Besides the highlights we had just discussed there, Daniel Lotch's overtime goal on Friday. I mean, he's got six goals in his career. Four have been game winners. He has two goals this season, both overtime winners. And when he picked up got the puck and started skating up ice, I was like, what's this kid going to do? And he made a hell of a play.
You know what? The confidence he's playing with right now, again, I think bodes for what we just discussed previously. The two that he has are tucked in on overtime.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that, okay, let me go play. And he's playing at a level, in my opinion, that is the best level that I have seen him play, because he's starting to continue to progress offensively, playing with a little bit more swagger, as well as being that shutdown defenseman that we need him to be.
Yeah. And then a meat and potatoes guy, Sawyer Scholl. He had a goal, 3 points on Friday, and was plus four. He was active in all regards, wasn't he?
You know what? You've been around him as much as I have, because you're here, you're a little omnipresent, you're around a lot, you do your work, you come in, you see the guys, and he is just a guy that you love being around, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's in the lounge in our area, whether it's in the weight room. When you hear others talk about Sawyer Scholl, they talk about him just being quality, and for him to get the I guess payback for all the work that he's been going through right now, and what he's been carrying as far as a load, ice time, and being that type of guy, because he's had some peaks and valleys, as most young guys do. I just thought that line was real consistent for us and somebody that was hard to handle, and they were rewarded for their work.
Yeah, Mike Hastings with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. You know, you score 11 goals, you get a couple of wins, you're feeling good, and then you get a week off. But after six straight weeks of playing, you know, hockey, and then all the time you put in starting back in June, if not before, with Tom Inkrot, maybe it was good for the boys to catch a little break and rest and recuperate.
I talked to the guys a little bit, more so here in the last 4 or 5 days, just regarding that, you know, and how we doing, how we feeling. Physically, we needed it. We're still not going to come out and go into the weekend 100% healthy. And again, during a year, I don't know if you ever get back to that, but yeah. We're still going to have guys out of the lineup because of that grind of the 6 weeks. And so we're getting closer to that. It was just great to see some people take advantage of opportunities that maybe wouldn't have been there, because we do have some guys out, and to see them produce the way that they did, take a little bit of a breath over this last week. Yesterday was a good day. The guys got after it. They were very aggressive. Started a little slow, and that happens coming off an off week, but I thought over the back half of practice, the energy definitely ended up getting to where it needed to be, and there was, let's just say, it was very competitive at the end of practice. I know you weren't there, but as you stay and watch our practices, yeah, there was some nose-to-nose grind, which we're going to have for this weekend.
Yeah, I love that. A couple of other things about the Penn State series. On Saturday, you score two power play goals late to finish them off and to win a third period. That's something you've discussed a lot this season, too.
When you need to, if you want to string together wins.
Yep.
And, you know, our power play, I think, has been good over the last probably 3 weekends, sometimes not cashing in. We got secondary scoring, but for them to extend that lead, we were leaking oil at that time, had a really good start. Penn State, as it happens, you see in that building, they can score in bunches.
Yeah.
And they kept chipping away, and it went 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. They take a major penalty, and now all of a sudden, do you take advantage of that or not? And it was on that initial rush. They go down. They clear, we come in, and, you know, the teamwork and the execution of an entry the way that it was on that goal, Ryland Mosley throwing it under the bar from Quinn Finley and a nice little kick out from Morrissey. All of a sudden, it was like you could feel it on the bench. They just went, whoo.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, I thought, you know, you look at the second power play goal, that group was in there just under 2 minutes and had possession the entire time. It was shot, retrieval, back up top, roll it, shot, retrieval, and ended up wearing that penalty kill out and allowing us to get the second power play goal, which I thought put it out of reach.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see. And Kyle Kukkonen's goal, the first goal of the game, was the goaltender stumbled behind his net, scrambled back in front. It was too late, and Kukkonen just threw it at the net. You haven't had a lot of luck goals or good luck goals or, you know what I'm saying? It's all like it never seemed that the puck luck wasn't going your way.
And no, and you know what, for that, to see the look on the guys' faces and have a little bit of that anxiety go out the back door and no longer be, he got us off to a good start. And then we kept going, you know, made a couple of nice plays, took advantage of some defensive breakdowns. And, you know, we talked about the positives and we also talked about some things that to having the lead to not being able to hold on to it as long as we'd like to and manage the game a little bit better, growing opportunity for us. And it was a big time weekend that we needed at that time.
Yeah, and the Badgers would like to make it a winning streak starting Friday night when Alaska Anchorage is in town. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team swept St. Thomas over the weekend at Laban Arena. Now four straight on the road before the Christmas break at Maine and then Minnesota State. Head coach Mark Johnson will join us here in just a little bit. We'll also hear from Badgers fifth-year forward Cody Laskowski in a bit as well. Mike Hastings joining us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. A couple of weeks ago, Mike, it was announced that you had signed five student-athletes for your 2025 recruiting class. Forwards Blake Montgomery, Grady Deere, Vasily Zelenov and Finn Brink, as well as defenseman Luke Osborne. I know you're very excited about the class and helps filled a need, a depth need, especially down the middle of the ice. And then last week, the Badgers signed a goaltender from the Western Hockey League, Major Juniors, Wenatchee Wild. His name is Daniel Hauser. He turns 21 in January. He's 5'11", played 4 years of Major Junior hockey. So far this season, he's got a .906 save percentage, which is sixth best in that league. There are a lot of teams in that league, but sixth best among starters. You needed a goaltender, too. But overall, the class you like, and now you add that other piece, which obviously is very important, as Tommy Scarfone will use up his eligibility after this year.
Yeah, and you've seen, you know, when we get solid goaltending, we've got the opportunity for us to be successful grows dramatically. And the one thing with Daniel is he's played a lot of hockey. And when you look at what he did in Winnipeg when he was there and now in Wenatchee, it'll be interesting to see what happens down the road here with Wenatchee on, you know, that level of hockey's a little different. And what I mean by that is they have a tendency, it gets cyclical, where guys, an organization looks to load up and make a run mm-hmm. for the Memorial Cup. I think he'll be somebody that will be a bit sought after. But Daniel really enjoyed the conversation and getting to know him. Coach Canott went out and sat down with him and was able to evaluate and watch. And, Coach Murdoch thinks he's a ball player. And just trying to make sure that we're continuing to bring in not only good athletes, but human beings that are going to make this university better. And that's one thing that Daniel will do, because I'm fortunate that a guy that's worked with him, Lee Mendelson, mm-hmm. Who's with the Wenatchee Wild, has been around him quite a bit. I worked with Lee in the USHL. We were together two separate times, and both times we won a national championship. And so I've leaned on him over the years on just evaluating players, whether it's goaltenders, which he was managing when he was with us, mm-hmm. or other players. And he's a huge fan. We've done our work. We're excited to have him. I think he makes our program better.
Yeah. Daniel Hauser, again, he's 5'11". NHL, you see guys that are 6'4", 6'5", even college hockey. It doesn't matter how big you are as long as you stop the puck, right?
Well, I try to go on history of your own experiences. And, you know, Dryden McKay was a sub-6-foot goaltender, and he won the Hobie.
Right.
You look at a guy that we had recruited at MSU and Alex Tracy right now, and I think he's close to .950 save percentage, and I think he's given up less than a goal and a half mm-hmm. a game. And so, to me,
Kyle McClellan was maybe 6'1".
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Richter Award winner. Shane Connolly was 5'10", and he's top five in many Wisconsin goaltending categories.
Exactly. And you know what? It's important for Daniel to get a degree. We're trying to provide some sustainability at all positions, and I think he does that for us. One of the guys that I coached in the USHL, Jeff Lurg, was 5'6", maybe.
Maybe.
and won a national championship with Michigan State. So to me, it's the quality of the athlete, the quality of the human being that really defines someone, and I think he's excited about the opportunity to be at the University of Wisconsin. He was over the moon with the opportunity, and he definitely took advantage of it and says, you know what, that's where I want to be, and we look forward to having him.
All right. Thanksgiving, obviously, is coming up in a couple of days, and we could talk for a long, long time about some of the staff members you have, Mike, but I'm going to ask you to keep it rather short because it is a short radio program. But, I know you're thankful for so many in this program, but I'd like to start with your strength and conditioning coach, Tom Inkrott, who you've known for a long, long time.
Yeah, you know what, blessed just because, and again, one thing that my father taught me a long time ago was surround yourself with really good people and people that are smarter than you, which that last part isn't that difficult. The one thing I will tell you about Tommy, he is an information junkie. He wants to get better every single day. He's got a servitude mentality. He's here to serve the athletes. He'll do anything for our players to help make them better. And you then align that with the type of human being that he is. He makes our program better. He makes our players better, and I'm blessed to have him part of our program.
Yeah. How about trainer Andy Rohde, who's been part of the Wisconsin hockey program for over 20 years?
Selfless.
Yeah.
You know, and just in those positions, you know, you don't have a job description that says, hey, it's Monday through Friday, it's 9 to 5. It's whenever you're needed. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that Rhodes puts first and foremost is his athletes. And I think he treats them like family. And that's very important to us. He's been doing this for a very long time. It doesn't mean anything other than he must be pretty good at what he's doing. And I can tell you just from watching and seeing the feedback back from our athletes on when you sit down at the end of the year and you ask them, hey, how has your experience been with the strength coach? Crushed it. How's been your experience with Rhodes? Trust him. Well, in that position, you need to be trusted. I trust him. The university does. Our players do. We're very fortunate to have him.
Yeah, Nate LaPointe is very good at what he does, as evidenced by all the work he's done recently with USA Hockey. And Nate's been around here a long time as the equipment manager.
And I've had Nate, whether prior to being here, whether it's him working at World Championships, the Olympics, World Juniors, there's a reason people keep knocking on his door. I think one thing that speaks volumes to here about this program, Nate's been here for a while, and that means they're taking care of him. And that's a good marriage because we're blessed to have him. It's not a worry of mine on what's going on in that position. Sure. Obviously, you're taking care of the guys that are underneath you, but the one thing that he does is he's a self-starter. He's self-motivated. He's somebody that understands how important his position is, but, again, has more of that servitude attitude and making sure that he's taking care of the players and the staff.
Yeah, and we could talk about so many folks, nutritionist Grace Payne and Emma Rickelman, who's upstairs in the Badger hockey office, Shayla Yan and Jules Weideman from Academics, Bjorn Hansen, Mental Health Services, but Luke Regner, your Director of Hockey Operations, he's a proud UW grad, and he was so excited when you got the job here, and I thought he's thinking, all right, I'm going to work here too, and here he is.
Yeah, you know what, when that whole thing happened, and it happened in a hurry, and you and I have discussed it previously, is even before that opportunity opened up for myself and then in turn for some of the people that were at MSU that decided to come with, he was flying the red and white flag rather proudly. He came close, and I think it was more of a timing issue. You know, he had an opportunity to possibly go with Donnie in Buffalo.
Right.
And what was that about? Well, his experience here with Tony and the staff, he loved it. And so he's been bleeding red and white for a long time. I'm glad that he's here. He's somebody that I look at, and he is such a catch-all, and he catches everything, and his attention to detail and his work ethic. He doesn't do a lot away from the rink because he doesn't afford himself that time because he's always trying to take care of everybody else.
Yeah, unless he goes and watches the Vikings beat the Bears at Soldier Field. He was happy about that. Mike Hastings also thankful for Marlene Marie Hastings, born to Durward and Florence Leathers. On June 28, 1941, she was a historian, a librarian, a reporter. Marlene married Lloyd Hastings on January 9, 1960. Lloyd Butch Hastings was a U.S. Marine. He and his wife settled in Crookston, Minnesota. They stay there since 1973, worked together at Strata Corporation for 30-plus years. I know you and your sister Sandy, unfortunately, lost your mom a week ago on Sunday, and our condolences. You were at Penn State, you win two hockey games, and you're on a plane the next morning to get to Crookston, and I'm glad you'd be able to get back with her for a few more hours.
Yeah, I was blessed, and you and I have discussed it, and I want to say thank you to you and really all the people that you've just mentioned, because every one of them reached out and said we were in their thoughts and prayers, and I appreciate that. I was blessed to be fortunate to have two of the best human beings I've ever met in my life as my parents. And so for us to go back, I was able to spend, a couple of hours with her. I think I landed at 11:30, was able to get there and see her at noon. And by 3 o'clock, she had passed away. And so we had her funeral last Thursday. It was a great day of celebration for my mom, because there were a lot of people that were there that feel the same way I do, and that she was a very special human being. And so we'll continue to honor her my sister and I and our families. But really what it showed me too was the idea of the family that we have here in Badgerland, because there were a lot of people, whether they were there. I'll give you an example. Luke had practiced the day before, got in his car and drove 9.5 hours and was there when I walked into the church. So I'm blessed to have a lot of people around me right now. So fortunate to have her with me as long as we did. And I appreciate you bringing her up. We're going to miss her, but we're going to continue to try and honor her as we continue to live this thing we call life.
All right. Mike, thanks for your time. Have a good Thanksgiving with the boys on Thursday. That sounds a lot of fun, and good luck against Anchorage this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Paul. All the best to you. And you know what? I want to tell you, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to work with you as much as I do, because you're a historian of what it is here, and you are a prime example of what it is to give back and be selfless. And I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to work with you.
And it's my pleasure. I've had a blast. Let's keep it going. All right, that's Mike Hastings here again, Wisconsin and Anchorage Friday night, 7 o'clock face-off, Saturday, 8 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We'll hear from forward Cody Laskowski in just a bit, plus Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. Former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? all three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good Soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
While the Wisconsin men's hockey team was idle last weekend, Minnesota went to Notre Dame and swept the Fighting Irish 6-3 and 5-3, and Michigan went wild at Penn State, winning 6-5 and 10-6. Also, Arizona State beat top-ranked Denver twice at Magnus Arena. So the latest U.S. College Hockey Online poll has Michigan State ranked number one in the country for the first time since 2007. Then it's Denver, Minnesota, Boston College, Maine, Michigan is sixth, Western Michigan seventh, Colorado College, St. Cloud State, and Providence. Ohio State is ranked 12th. Looking at the Big Ten standings, the Gophers are 6-0 in the league with 17 points on top. Michigan State has 12 points, Michigan 11. The Badgers have 11 points but have played 8 league games. The Spartans and Wolverines only 4, the Gophers only 6. Ohio State has 5 points in 5th place. Notre Dame has lost 7 in a row, just 3 points in league play. Penn State 0-6 in conference play, just 1 point so far. The Nittany Lions have a non-conference series against Colgate tonight and tomorrow night. Ohio State plays a pair at Princeton. Notre Dame's in Belfast, Northern Ireland for the Friendship Four to match up with Harvard and then either Merrimack or Boston University. Top 10 showdown, home-and-home series between Michigan and Western Michigan this weekend. Also, Minnesota's home to play Alaska, and the Michigan State Spartans, again, number one in the country, winners of 8 straight, have a non-conference series against Lindenwood Friday and Sunday. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers hope their performance last weekend at Penn State kind of gets them going on the right track. Cody Laskowski, the transfer from RIT, scored in each game for the Badgers. Laskowski is a senior last year at RIT, was first team all-conference. He had 41 points, and he had scored 27 goals in his last 2 seasons at RIT, but had not found the back of the net as a Badger until that Friday night at Penn State, and then again the following evening, too. And Cody Laskowski relieved about that when I had a chance to speak with him after practice recently. Well, Cody, you got your first 2 goals of the year against Penn State. You seem like you're relieved.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously the first 10 games didn't go as planned for myself and as a team, but it was sure nice to score 11 goals as a team and get a couple myself.
Yeah, when the first one went in on Friday for you, I mean, you saw it all the way. You snapped it pretty good. Tell us about that feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of one of those plays where coming in and off the rush, and Dicker made a great pass to me and on that entry, and then, yeah, just kind of saw the D-men go down and just tried to pick my corner.
Yeah, your second one was a nice pass from out high, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good play by Finner. It was more of just close my eyes and hold my stick tight, and glad it went in.
Well, and your power play was clicking, too. You can win a lot of hockey games if that power play is going to convert like it has been lately.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just with college hockey and how tight the games are, a power play can kind of take over, and having a good power play just gives that benefit to the team. So, yeah, for us to be clicking right now, it's nice, and hopefully keep that going.
Sure. Well, scoring goals is great. Your head coach and his staff want you to play good defense, too. Cody was the defensive forward of the year, in Atlantic Hockey with RIT a couple of years ago. You take a lot of pride in the D-zone, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, coming into college hockey, you can't just be one-dimensional. I mean, everyone is a good player out there. So to play a 200-foot game and just be responsible in my own end, it's something that's super important to me.
Yeah, and one thing that may need to be shored up is the penalty kill. A little bit better at it on Saturday against Penn State. Where are the areas you need to improve there?
Yeah, I just think we got to just keep working on it. I mean, I think we have the right personnel and, the right system. We just got to execute it, and just the simple things, just like clears, just moving our feet, pressuring pucks when we need to. And I think, it'll work out.
Sure. You were a late addition through the transfer portal. What was that process like for you?
Yeah, it was interesting. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And then just kind of looking at it more from a school standpoint, I thought it was, the best case for me to see what's out there for school. And, it just happened that, Wisconsin had a program that I was interested in. And Yeah, it's been a great fit.
At RIT, you got your degree in exercise psychology, and you're seeking a master's in that. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, so I got my undergrad in psych, and then now a kinesiology degree in exercise psychology, so just kind of the relationship between the body and the mind. And yeah, that's something that I want to go into. I want to get into the sports psychology world. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do coming into college, but it's kind of just fallen on my lap, and I've really enjoyed the research and the writing, and yeah, I can't wait to continue it.
Do you share anything that you've learned so far with your teammates?
Not so much this year. They know that I'm big into mindfulness and meditation and stuff like that, so I mean, a couple guys have asked me some questions, but...
Not into mind games, though, right?
Not into mind games, no.
That's Badgers forward Cody Laskowski, along with goaltender Tommy Scarfoni, have been nice additions as transfers from RIT. Well, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team, coming off a sweep at home against St. Thomas, heads east to take on the Maine Black Bears this weekend. And head coach Mark Johnson joins me next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Well, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is 15-1, 11-1 in the WCHA after a pair of wins last weekend at Lebanon Arena. Friday night, Wisconsin beat St. Thomas 6-1, six different goal scorers for Mark Johnson's squad. Ava McNaughton only had to make 12 stops in goal. And then on Saturday, Casey O'Brien had two goals and two assists. Caroline Harvey had a goal and a helper in a 5-2 victory over the Tommies. For Caroline Harvey, she was was the fifth fastest defenseman to reach 100 points in her career. And for O'Brien, she became the school's all-time leader in assists with 139, passing Sarah Bauer. So the Badgers still playing well and now on the road for a non-conference series against Maine. And Mark Johnson now joins us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That was a good weekend for you, wasn't it?
Overall, it was, yeah. I mean, I would say in both games, you know, we didn't have what I'd call our A game. But, you know, over the course of the long season, there are going to be games where you come out and the other team might be playing really well at certain points of it. And you might be fighting things, whether it's the flu, kids in exams, traveling too much. A lot of different things go into, you know, being together for 5 or 6 months and playing all these games. And some nights, you know, everybody's not going to be playing their best. And so how do you figure that out? How do you, you know, figure out what you need to do to win? And so we did that both nights. And so, as you mentioned, you know, Friday night, a lot of different kids got on the scoreboard. I thought all week long that Picard's line with Waz and Claire Enright were going to play well. They've been playing well all year. I just felt that, you know, the matchups against St. Thomas with their speed and their tenacity to forecheck, that they were going to have a good night, and they did. They sort of led us with the charge. And then, obviously, Saturday with Casey and KK involved in the scoring sheet, and Layla, you know, when your good players are playing up to their capabilities and they're your best players, then we have a chance to be really good.
Yeah, Layla also had a goal and an assist, if I'm not mistaken. You know, as far as Casey O'Brien, you know, 139 assists, that's setting up quite a few goals, obviously, and passing Sarah Bauer. So two questions for you. What made Sarah Bauer so special?
I think her hockey sense. You know, you look at Joe Pavelski, you know, what made him so special? I mean, wasn't the biggest guy, wasn't the fastest guy, didn't have the hardest shot, but yet he played a long, long time and did a lot of great things and scored a lot of goals, whether he was a mite or whether he was an NHL player. And I look at Sarah Bauer, wasn't the biggest, didn't have the hardest shot, wasn't the fastest, but boy, her IQ and her understanding of the game. So if you have the puck and you're skating it, yeah, and you're on the other team, she knows what you're probably going to do with it. And so she can anticipate things. And then she made people around her better. But you look at Casey, very similar. You know, he's got a high IQ, very good passer, has become a good goal scorer over the course of her time here in Madison. And so you put those things together and then you give, you know, a long number of games and, you know, these things are going to happen to those kids. And, you know, Sarah Bauer was a special player, a real special player.
Yeah. And so I was going to ask you, what makes Casey special? There are some similarities between the two, right?
Yeah. I mean, Casey's a better skater than Sarah was, you know, and obviously she's left-handed and,
yeah,
you know,
Sarah was righty.
Sarah was a righty, but yeah. Again, both played center. You know, both had supportive wingers that, you know, you get them the puck and they could put the puck in the net. But, you know, they made people around them better. Mm-hmm. And so they might not be the loudest speaking people, but you just watch them daily. And, you know, they do things really well all the time. And so if I'm a young player coming in and I'm watching that, it's like, oh, okay, that's why she's so good. She does this all the time. And so if you have that consistency within your practice habits, within your games, and again, you play for a long period of time, you know, some special things are going to come your way. And that's what's happened to Casey, where, like I say, you know, she's a really good passer. She sees the ice. And if you get open, she's going to put the puck on your stick. And now can you put it in the net?
Yeah, Casey should have been the Patty Kazmaier Award winner a year ago. She was not. Maybe she will be this year. Mark Johnson is with us and mentioned the sweep of St. Thomas. That followed a weekend at Ohio State. This is our first radio show in a couple of weeks. You went to Columbus, beat the second-ranked Buckeyes 4-2 in the opener, where you're down 2-0, and showed a lot of resilience there. And you did again on Saturday, but you lost 3-2. What did you take from that series down in Columbus?
Well, it exposed your competitive level. As I told the team before Friday's game, you know, we're going to get exposed individually and as a group how competitive we want to be, because of the smaller ice sheet and the aggressive style that Ohio State plays, you know, they're going to be in your face. I mean, and so there's not going to be a lot of time to do things. So how competitive? So when I lose the puck or I want to get the puck, how competitive am I going to be to get it back?
Sure.
And I can't do that in practice. I can't, you know, simulate that what we're going to get into it, you have to go through it. So our freshmen, it's an eye-opening experience. I remember when we went down there with Layla and Sims their freshman year, and it was like, whoa, this thing's fast. Yeah. And it's like, I have trouble playing at that speed. But then you adapt to it. You adjust to it. And so overall, what I take away is that we got an understanding of what it is to be competitive. You know, we found a way to win Friday, and then we almost found a way to get ourselves another opportunity Saturday.
Right.
You know, at 3-2, and you pull your goalie, and, you know, you might tie the game. We didn't get a good look the last couple of minutes when we had the goalie pulled, but it's, again, it's a learning opportunity. They got a very good team. It was a hostile environment, and so you can take a lot of positive things away from that.
Yeah, the Badgers and the Buckeyes will meet again here in Madison on January 2nd before they square off at the friendly confines at Wrigley Field on January 4th at 4:30. Again, Mark Johnson with us here. He's taking his team to Maine to play Wisconsin native and former Badger Molly Engstrom's Black Bears. You know, Molly, she got her coaching start at the University of Wisconsin as, what, a grad student or actually a student assistant coach? Is that right?
Somewhere in that space, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So,
or Carla McLeod.
And some, you know, some players, when they, you know, finish up here, you know, they may not know what they want to do. And so, you know, she spent the time, you know, saying, hey, maybe I want to become a coach one day. And obviously, what happened that year, she probably thought, I like this, and maybe I can be helpful. I can give back to the game, and she's put herself in position, you know, to be an assistant in a couple of different spots, and now get her first opportunity to be a head coach out at Maine. And so it's fun to watch former players stay involved in the game and give back to the game, and certainly going to be fun to watch her progression as she goes along. And I've watched them on film a couple different times already, and they play hard, they play aggressive. And as she gets more players that she likes and are part of her recruiting classes, they'll continue to get stronger.
Yeah, Maine and Molly Engstrom's first 2 years went 15-8-2 both years. This season, they struggled a bit at 3-12. But as Mark mentioned, once Molly Engstrom gets her players in there, we'll see what they can do out east. The Badgers at Maine Friday, 5 o'clock, and then Saturday face-off is at 3 o'clock, and you're going to spend Thanksgiving out in Maine. So my question to you, Mark, is are you going to have lobster for your Thanksgiving dinner, or are you going to just go with the standard turkey?
I think I'm more of a traditional guy that sticks to, you know, what's good and what's consistent. And so I think as a group, we're, you know, we're family. I mean, we spend this 6 months together, maybe even a little longer.
Yeah.
And so one thing I've learned over my, you know, long career as a player and a coach, hockey doesn't do holidays well. And
no.
So whether it's Christmas or whether it's Thanksgiving, usually 9 times out of 10, if you're a hockey coach or a hockey player, you're probably doing something right before, during, or right after.
Right.
And so, you know, with family and things like that, you know, you have to make a few adjustments, but everybody can handle it. If your family continues to grow like mine grows, it becomes a little bit more challenging getting everybody together. But we'll be with our hockey family, and we'll do some fun things Thursday night and celebrate Thanksgiving, because it is a time to be thankful. And you know, we're certainly thankful that we get an opportunity to play this great game and be involved in hockey. And so we'll spend time together Thursday night and be thankful.
Yeah. Mark started his weekly press conference today asking people what their favorite thing to eat was at Thanksgiving. Mark and I have always had these food conversations and country music conversations about Dwight Yoakam or what have you. And so I was saying I can't pick something out specifically. I mean, I love my wife's cranberry sauce, and I love turnip. I love turnip with gravy. Really good. Mix it with mashed potatoes. Oh, outstanding. But it's the whole thing.
It really is,
it's,
yeah.
It's the whole meal and just the camaraderie, the love, you know, just the happiness of the holiday is the best.
It's a day to be thankful. And so if you're spending it with family and you're in a space where you can connect and be together, I mean, that's the most important thing. And, you know, if somebody's cooking the turkey right and the mashed potatoes and everything, and you put it all on your plate, it's like, I'm not sure. Well, the gravy's really good. The turkey's outstanding. The corn we have is fabulous. The stuffing is incredible. So it's like, you can't pick one thing. You just have to be disciplined. And I don't know if we're really disciplined, because at the end of the meal, we've eaten too much. And so now it's on the couch and maybe watch a football game or play some different games with your family.
Yeah. You are bringing lobsters home from Maine, though, aren't you?
There's a rumor that we might. So as in Maine, do what the Maine people do. So,
yes.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I think it was my first or second year that we were out there.
Okay.
And
as a coach.
As a coach.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Did you play out there when back in the 70s at all?
No, they weren't as pronounced as they are right now.
Wisconsin hasn't been in Maine for decades.
Yeah, they got a great tradition with Sean Walsh and what he was able to do with that. And and Grant Stanbrook, the longtime assistant there in Madison, was an assistant there for a long time. So, I remember because we were flying commercial at the time, and you get to the airport and they have these areas where you can buy lobsters to go. And so I remember Dan Cook bought a couple of lobsters and bring them on the plane, and he's holding them, and he got home that night and obviously enjoyed them. So that might happen again.
Couldn't very well happen. Hey, well, have a safe trip. Best of luck against the Black Bears, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And thank you for letting us do this radio show. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's Mark Johnson. Again, the Wisconsin women on the road playing Maine Friday at 5 o'clock and then Saturday at 3 o'clock on the radio in Madison on 1070 AM WTSO. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up the show here in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always fun talking hockey with Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Badger women play at Maine this weekend and then at Minnesota State before the Christmas break. For every goal the Wisconsin women's and men's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's. And you can assist us in helping to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. That's goalsforacure.org. Well, our next edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour is Wednesday night, a week from tomorrow night, December 4th. We'll be on the air at 7:05 on many of these same stations. So Mike Hastings and the Badger men take on Alaska Anchorage this weekend at the Kohl Center. Face-off Friday night at 7, pregame at 6:30. Puck drop Saturday at 8 with coverage at 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. My thanks to our producer-engineer Dave McCann, Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson. I'm Brian Posick. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.